Hello and welcome to your Election Day News Desk on Forge Radio with me, Charlie Martin. All the campaigning and debating will come to a close tonight as the results of your student union offices are announced. To begin with though, we are going to hear from Forge Radio's very own Laurie Fletcher and Amy Charles, who have been out in the union getting your opinion of this year's elections.
Hello, I'm Laurie Fletcher, and this week, me and Amy Charles ventured out into the union armed with a tablet and a microphone to hear what you had to say about this year's elections.
Definitely vote, because otherwise you'll have the wrong people running your union.
I've already voted. I voted as soon as it opened.
I'm going to vote. I've voted for the president so far.
I'll definitely vote.
I voted in three of them, the ones I like that would matter to me. President, the sports one, and the activities one.
But is student laziness the issue?
I think people are lazy. Yeah, laziness is a key problem. If you did it in a club and put them in a club to vote, I bet you'd all vote.
Probably not. Just can't bother.
I don't know. This isn't my opinion, but I guess some people might just think it doesn't matter. It's not important. They might not see the point.
Does anyone actually know what they actually do?
What do you think the SU officers do for you at the moment?
I have no idea.
Could the union do more to help students understand the significance of the elections? What can
I
do to
make you care? I don't really know anything about it.
I don't know anyone who's running for any of it, and I'm a first year, so I don't really know what's going on.
It's getting quite annoying right now because wherever we're going, we're hearing different names, and I'm confused, to be honest with you. I don't know who to vote for. I say yes to one person, and then I feel bad for the next one because... So now I haven't even voted yet because I'm still making my mind up.
So that's what you had to say about this year's student elections. But if anything at all gets remembered about this year, I think it might be a certain someone. I've been Laurie Fletcher covering the Leadership Race 2015. Good luck to everyone involved.
Wait, what was that guy that came into our lecture? Lockett! Lockett! Lockett is the one.
You don't know Lockett?
Nah.
But you do.
He came into our lecture and just sat down for like 2 minutes, just like halfway through our lecture, and then got up and like started having a private conversation with our lecturer. It was just the weirdest thing, like in the middle of the lecture.
The Leadership Race 2015 on Ford Radio.
SU President.
Friday, it's 5, and you're listening to News Desk on Forge Radio. Coming up, tonight's a presidential special.
Ideally, I think the best landlord is no landlord.
You said you've had more part-time jobs than hot dinners. Is this because you can't stick to one thing?
No, it's not.
Now, Lockett, your video went viral.
Great idea to create a new pathway to let all the introduce to all the students.
Some have found it boring.
To be honest, the feedback I've had, if nobody, and I do mean that nobody, has said that they found it boring.
The student officer elections, with coverage across the Forge News Network. Forge Radio, your station, your voice. SU Development Officer.
Let's get on with this. The winner of this year's Development Officer is Yvette Prout.
That is correct. Yvette Prout is your new Development Officer for 2015.
This has improved my confidence so much. I'm a bit in shock at the moment. I feel like this is not even happening.
So she wants to create a tree where everyone can place their ideas.
I feel like people would use something like a tree as an opportunity to make mischief.
Thank you.
And discover our latest events and opportunities to get involved. For the students, by the students. We are
Forge
Radio. Education
Officer. The next Education Officer, it's Minash!
To have no resit fee as
I think
well.
It has positives and negatives.
By having that,
it's less stressful for them.
Printers in student accommodation would be great.
In terms of Minash's ideas of free education, I feel he's been a touch unrealistic.
To have free printing would be amazing.
When they make cuts to education!
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 I don't really have anything else to say about that. Next up, activities.
Activities Officer.
About how to make their societies more inclusive.
One of my major policies is skill swap days.
Inclusion's accreditation scheme that I want to bring in.
In the second semester, which is just like 5 fairs crammed into one.
If people haven't found a society they want to take part in, we need to offer more.
The next Activities Officer is... Ali!
I'm so pleased, but yeah, well done to everybody.
She just chucked champagne all over our table.
She's so different to any other manifesto, which is maybe what sold us to people.
I don't know, I still think that Alex and Phil had like much wider sort of spanning manifesto.
Thank you so much to everybody who voted for me and supported me throughout this.
Forge Radio and across Forge Media.
The Leadership Race 2015. Sports Officer.
So this year's Sports Officer, starting in July, will be Felicity Wilbraham.
I can't believe it. I'm actually really happy
that Wednesday afternoon is absolutely key.
Well, it is really hard to get into it at times.
If I joined a sports team, I wouldn't be at the level everyone else is.
If the girls feel comfortable and confident.
I mean, if you want to play sport at university, male or female, there is a chance to do that.
Something else that you can get involved in.
Yeah, I think it's really good that she's got the role, and hopefully she can carry on what's already been done by Johnny.
One big team, Sheffield.
Student Officer Elections 2015 on Forge Media.
So the winner, who will be the next ISO, is Peggy!
Those of you would have known me, but if you don't know me, you'll get a chance to know Peggy Lynn. The sky's no limit with Peggy!
The Leadership Race 2015.
It's a sweaty affair.
I think it says Superwoman. Or I might just say Charmin Jahan.
Thank you, I can't name people here, there's too many, but thank you.
Can we please choose beating Ron?
Yes.
SU President. Your 2015 president candidates.
So, without much further ado, I'm thrilled to announce next year's president, Christy McMorland.
I don't quite know what to say. If I can be half as good a student representative as she is, I'll be very proud.
Forge Radio, your station, your voice.